Good morning. As we celebrate Black History Month, I want to challenge everyone to not just think about Black history as a remembrance of Black struggle, Black emancipation, achievements, and culture long gone, but as a celebration of the rich Black excellence in art, literature, music, sports, science, and all areas of culture that still continues today. Not just think of Martin Luther King, Maya Angelou, or Rosa Parks, but also to recognize the brilliant Black minds alive today and make an effort to embrace their work. For example, Elizabeth Alexander, Claudia Rankine, and Ta-Nehisi Coates are just a few examples of contemporary Black writers whose words inspire, illuminate, and educate people about the Black experience. The poem I'm about to read was delivered by Elizabeth Alexander for President Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009. A praise song for walking forward in that light. Elizabeth Alexander is an American poet, essayist, and playwright. On January 20, 2009, she became only the fourth poet to read at an American presidential inauguration. Here it is. Each day, we go about our business, walking past each other, catching each other's eyes or not, about to speak or speaking. All about us is noise. All about us is noise and bramble, thorn and din, each one of our ancestors on our tongues. Someone is stitching up a hem, darning a hole in a uniform, patching a tire, repairing the things in need of repair. Someone is trying to make music somewhere with a pair of wooden spoons on an oil drum, with cello, boombox, harmonica, voice. A woman and her son wait for the bus. A farmer considers the changing sky. A teacher says, "Take out your pencils, begin." We encounter each other in words, words spiny or smooth, whispered or declaimed, words to consider, reconsider. We cross dirt roads and highways that mark the will of someone and then others who said, "I need to see what's on the other side. I know there's something better down the road." We need to find a place where we are safe. We walk into that which we cannot yet see. Say it plain, that many have died for this day. Sing the names of the dead who brought us here, who laid the train tracks, raised the bridges, picked the cotton and the lettuce, built brick by brick the glittering edifices they would then keep clean and work inside of. Praise song for struggle. Praise song for the day. Praise song for every hand-lettered sign, the figuring out at kitchen tables. Some live by, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." Others by, "First, do no harm or take no more than you need." What if the mightiest word is love? Love beyond marital, filial, national. Love that casts a widening pool of light. Love with no need to preempt grievance. In today's sharp sparkle, this winter air, anything can be made, any sentence begun. On the brink, on the brim, on the cusp. Praise song for walking forward in that light. Thank you.